You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here is your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, October 4th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting that OpenAI is leasing its first office in New York City. That's raising the hopes of property owners that the budding artificial intelligence industry will develop a bigger appetite for office space, as many larger tech companies have been reducing office space this year. Earlier this month, OpenAI agreed to rent 90,000 square feet in a building in Manhattan, according to people familiar with the matter. The ChatGPT maker has also leased and subleased offices in San Francisco. Other AI companies like Anthropic and Palantir have also been gobbling up space in New York, the Bay Area, Denver, Atlanta, and Seattle. In San Francisco, AI businesses have leased about 5 million square feet, or more than 5% of the city's total office space, according to JLL, a commercial real estate services firm. Google is threatening to stop linking to news in New Zealand if lawmakers there pass a bill aimed at making digital platforms pay media outlets. The bill would incentivize the platforms to strike deals with publishers, set out processes for compulsory bargaining, and require platforms to comply with a code set up by a regulator. That's according to a parliamentary report on the bill. The bill sets up another fight between platforms and a government over whether tech companies unfairly benefit from news content. Australia and Canada have already passed similar laws. And the European Union is moving ahead with tariffs of up to 45% on electric vehicles made in China. Earlier this year, the EU's executive arm said the Chinese government unfairly subsidizes EV companies at a level that undercuts competition. The move by EU member states today defies pleas from some European auto executives who fear retaliation from Beijing and an escalating trade war. Car makers, including Volkswagen, have come out publicly against the tariffs. Hours after the EU decision, China's Ministry of Commerce blasted the tariffs as, quote, unfair, and warned it would take countermeasures to safeguard the interests of Chinese companies. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.